USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a peace agreement has been agreed upon by Israel and the United Arab Emirates. On Twitter, the president calling the agreement between two great friends a huge breakthrough.
Just a few moments ago, I hosted a very special call with two friends, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, where they agreed to finalize a historical peace agreement.
Unemployment claims fell to less than a million last week for the first time since the pandemic hit the United States in March. Eric Trump, the president's son, saying the economy is turning around.
Well, listen, if you look at the last 3 months, right? Look at the last 3 months. 9.3 million Americans went back to work.
That number much lower than analysts had predicted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Americans should mask up when they're going outside their homes.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate.
Fueled by drought conditions, wildfires are continuing to burn across the western United States. Fires are continuing to burn in Arizona, Colorado, and California. Daryl Osby is a firefighter in Southern California. He says they're doing what they can to control the fires.
We have a lull in the fire because of the cloud cover, but we're concerned that once this cloud cover goes away, they're going to see a lot of active fire activity, especially tomorrow into the weekend, so we're going to do all that we can today to try to do the best we can to contain this fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Federal agents in Bend, Oregon clashed with hundreds of protesters late Wednesday night after an hour-long standoff sparked by the arrest of two men by ICE who say they were a threat to the public. Bend's episode, which is a three-hour drive from Portland, was the latest in tensions among protesters, local police, and federal agents. I've never been so disgusted by my government and so proud of my community. That's what Deschutes County District Attorney John Hummel said, to which former ICE Acting Director Tom Homan replied,
"It's really disgusting. You would think the community would be grateful that ICE has taken public safety threats off their streets. The state of Washington and the state of Oregon has been taken over by the progressive left. What really irritates me is district attorney of that county made a statement that he's never been so proud of the community and disgusted with the federal government. He should resign immediately because that's not what he's supposed to be about. He's supposed to be about law enforcement, protecting the community, enforcing law, and prosecuting criminals. That's exactly what ICE is doing in his county. He ought to be thanking him, not saying he's disgusted with him."
Homan speaking there on Fox News. The protests spanned hours as two unmarked ICE buses were blocked by protesters who apparently witnessed the arrests. And finally, Kentucky Democratic Senate candidate Amy McGrath, who's running against Speaker of the House Mitch McConnell, was penalized for delinquent property tax payments on her Virginia home 6 times in 5 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.